change mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A proposed class action lawsuit filed on behalf of propane retailers alleges that the state violated the Propane Commission Act when it set an illegal assessment against the retailers without the proper amount of support. Matthew Hendershot, his lawsuit, wants the Department of Ag and Rural Development to recommend to the legislature to phase out the Michigan Propane Commission's operation. After a 2021 referendum setting an assessment failed to pass. As a result of that failure, the Michigan Propane Commission had a legal duty to not command retail propane marketers to pay a special assessment, which becomes an expense that is passed on to Michigan consumers when they purchase propane, according to the complaint. Why is this important to Northern Michigan? Well, many of us use propane. We don't have natural gas. Our furnace is propane. Our kitchen stove is propane. We use an electric dryer to dry the clothes or hang them outside. But the bottom line is, this person had to sue. Why? Because according to a Michigan statute, MCL stands for Michigan Compiled Law, 460.631(1)(c), requires that more than 50% of the retail propane marketers need to vote in favor of a referendum. But back in February of 2021, only 65 of the 199 ballots mailed out were actually returned. Of those 65 they received back, only 49 voted in favor. The statute indicates that if the referendum fails to pass, the Propane Commission has to recommend to the state legislature the repeal of this assessment. The act of doing that would become effective 6 months after that date. But that didn't happen. Instead, the complaint alleges that the Propane Commission proceeded forward as if they had the legal prerequisites that had to be met per the law to authorize the assessments had in fact passed. Based on the percentage of the votes actually returned, the complaint alleges unjust enrichment, among other claims within the commission. See, another bureaucratic agency with no legislative oversight, no accountability, no transparency. Well, one of the retailers files a lawsuit and basically says, you can't do this. Sorry, government, you don't get to charge us the assessment. And again, you just heard it right out of his mouth. The retailers, they don't pay these special assessments. They pass it along to us, the consumers of the propane product. Just like I explain all the time, corporations don't pay corporate taxes. Joe Biden, now Kamala Harris, claiming that corporations need to pay their fair share. Big corporations need to pay their fair share. You're an absolute idiot. Corporations, big corporations especially, do not pay any taxes. Zero. And if you want them to pay their fair share, you want to increase corporate taxes, which Kamala Harris wants to do. Donald Trump wants to lower them. She wants to raise them. You know who ends up paying it? We do. We, the people, when we buy these products, services, we end up paying it, not the corporations, not the retailers, not the middlemen, not the guys that are brokers handling the distribution of the products, the goods, the services. They don't pay it. We do. What part of this does the Democrats and government not understand? If they have an assessment, they're not going to pay it. They're going to add it to the cost per gallon of each gallon of propane they sell. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, one other little sidebar that I want to get to has to do with Ottawa County. Remember the previous election, Ottawa Impact? They got their people out. They replaced a lot of the county commissioners. Well, one county, Ottawa County, was an anomaly. They got out more of an increase of vote in this primary than what happened 4 years ago in the previous presidential primary. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson reported statewide voter turnout was down 25% this 2024 August primary from the previous presidential primary back in 2020. But one county, Ottawa County, saw a 10% increase. What happened? Well, the difference was that the County Board of Commissioners race, where the ultra mega grassroots crew called Ottawa Impact tried unsuccessfully to retain their functionality majority on the board against a coalition of traditional Republicans and some Democrats. The county commission was targeted by Ottawa Impact back in 2022. A group of far-right conservatives took the majority and spun themselves into lawsuits and overspending in the 18 months they served on the Board of Commissioners. One commissioner, Lucy Ebel, was actually a target of a successful recall petition. Other Ottawa Impact commissioners, Gretchen Cosby, Joe Mosh, Kendra Wenzel, Sylvia Rodea, Roger Belknap, and Allison Maidma all got voted into office. Well, this past primary, 2024, was the first year the voters have been able to react to the Ottawa Impact's majority on the board. They did it at the ballot box, coupled along with Proposal 2 of 2022's implementation legislation, led to a response. August 4th, 2020, 75,025 voters voted. This past Tuesday, 83,143 voters voted in the county primary. Republican turnout in the primary was higher than any other Ottawa County election, at least what they've had in the last 10 years. Democratic turnout in Ottawa County was its lowest since 2016. Well, Ottawa County Clerk Justin Robach said it was an atypical primary until 2022. Former Republican County Treasurer Amanda Price said this year's primary near general election levels of interest showed up on August 6th. She said the race for the county board had never gotten so much attention. And as long as she's lived there, the elections for that seat have been quiet and usually very unremarkable. However, Price said yard signs were all over the place. There were so many signs, and see, this is the thing, folks. Signs work at the local level. County level signs work. She went on to say there are so many signs and so much activity going on. The amount of money spent was huge. A multi-party group of voters called Organize Ottawa called for the voters to vote in the Republican section of the partisan primary ballot, no matter how they voted in the past or how they may vote in November. Therefore, many offices on the Democrat ticket were empty. Voting anti-Ottawa Impact candidates for the Republicans would eliminate the Ottawa Impact people from advancing to the general election in November. One of the spokespersons for the group said, I know a lot of Republicans were flabbergasted at what the Ottawa Impact folks did. County Clerk Robach, who specified that he tries to stay neutral due to his responsibility to simply count the votes, said that crossover voting, which entails voting in the opposite primary of the party one normally votes with, is usually not that unusual. There are probably coalitions of folks who don't normally get along with political others come together in these primaries. They are still waiting for the results to be certified in Ottawa County. Again, what the heck is going on? Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Unofficial results show that the moderate Republicans and the Democrats were successful in replacing the Ottawa Impact commissioners. However, it's still unofficial and not yet certified. Four of the candidates of the 11 commissioner board members, board members, 11, four that lost their seats, their races, Belknap, Cosby, both incumbents, recalled Ebel and Rachel Atwood, thereby losing their majority. Former Republican State Representative Joe Haveman said that Ottawa Impact's rise mirrored a similar split that took place back in 2010 when the Tea Party came to life. He said Republicans on the county board took too much direction from the administration and didn't stand for much. And the so-called fringe of the Republican Party organized, campaigned effectively, but they couldn't learn how to govern due to their inexperience. Haveman said in 2022, the pendulum swung far right, but the Ottawa Impact newbies couldn't sustain it. They didn't understand how to govern. They didn't understand Robert's Rules of Order. They didn't understand how to get things accomplished properly. As a result, they lost their majority. But again, still waiting for the election to be certified. Haveman warned, though, that the candidates have to be on their guard because Ottawa Impact could very well, if the West Michigan Republicans become complacent, Ottawa Impact will come back again. If they learn from the mistakes that they made and they listen to those constituents, the four commissioner seats were lost, well, they could make a comeback at the next election. The only difference is, beginning this year, the term for County Board of Commissioners is now 4 years instead of two. So now they're going to have to keep their momentum going until 2028 if they want the pendulum to swing back. So we'll be watching that county. Was very proud to see that the majority took control, but honestly, they weren't prepared to govern. They were not properly trained. They did not have a chairman in place that knew how to get things done the right way. As a result, they faced lawsuits, and even one of the commissioners faced a recall. The Republican, moderate Republicans, and Democrats united, and they prevailed. You have to understand, when you make a major paradigm shift, a change of that magnitude, you have to be prepared to lead. You have to be prepared to govern. And if you're not prepared, if you're not organized, the establishment machine will roll right over top of you. We've seen it in numerous boards and different areas of our state, even within our listening area. Well, hopefully they learn from their mistakes. And if they're lucky enough to win re-election this year, they need to be prepared to come to the table to govern the right way. How you get your agenda through versus allowing the other side to get their agenda through. And we are prepared to train them, to teach them, to tell them how to do it. The only difference is they have got to have strong, backboned people that are willing to vote the right way and to do the things that need to be changed in order to make real reforms for their communities. So, moving forward, they're fighting back. Perfect example is right here in Antrim County. Cheryl Guy announced she's coming out of retirement to do a writing campaign against Victoria Bishop, because Vicky won the primary fair and square. They didn't like the results. So the moderate Republicans and the Democrats are organizing a writing campaign against her. The fight goes on. We thought it was over when she won on August 6th. Well, we have to fight through November 5th now. This is a dirty game, people. You can have all the good intentions in the world that what you want to do to serve your local school board, your local county commissioners, whatever. Go to Lansing and be a state representative. But the other side is going to fight to keep their power. They're going to fight you tooth and nail. You have to be prepared for the battle. Are you willing to give up your community? Are you willing to give up your school district? If you say, no, I'm not, then we're going to fight. We're going to fight hard. But changes need to be made. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776.